my fellow colleagues in the United Jewish Appeal. I am Abe Hyman, the new Assistant Executive Vice Chairman of the United Jewish Appeal. As you've undoubtedly heard from Shalom, we've called you together this afternoon to discuss with you the windup of this current great campaign in which we are engaged and your responsibility in this windup phase of our campaign. You'll hear from our Executive Vice Chairman, Rabbi Herbert Friedman, and from Shalom about what is expected of you, the kind of work you will have to do in order to have this campaign the success it must be. I want to merely make a few introductory remarks. I regret very much that although I've been here in the United Jewish Appeal now for nearly 3 months, I've not had the pleasure and the privilege and the opportunity of meeting all of you. I look forward to the time when I can see you and know you to speak to you personally. However, I cannot say that I am not acquainted with you. I know you from the many reports of yours that I have read, and I know something of the quality of the work and of the intensity of your devotion to this common cause of ours. Now, every campaign, military and others, is composed of separate engagements. You don't have one battle and win a war. You have individual engagements which compose the entire campaign. Now, recently, we've had a very important engagement in which all of you, every one of you who's now listening to me, played a very vital role. I refer to the CASH conference, which was held here in New York City on June 8th and June 9th, just but a short time ago. This phase of the campaign, this CASH conference, was, in my judgment, a success from every standpoint. Everybody who was there communicated their feelings about this. In one way or another, they all went away from this CASH conference with a positive feeling that the conference was a great success. We succeeded in getting an attendance of about over in excess of 700 persons, and I believe that we raised, as a result of the concerted effort that was put in connection with this CASH conference, a sum of about $14 million in cash. I'm sure you will be pleased to hear what was said at this conference, which relates particularly to your work. The CASH conference chairmen were, as you know, Sam Rothberg and Phil Laun. And naturally, in the course of this course of the addresses, a great deal of praise was heaped upon them for the success that they contributed to this conference. And Sam Rothberg got up and he said, look, the success for this conference is not due to my efforts. It is due to the field men who worked so hard and so energetically under the very capable leadership of Shalom Santep. And when he said that, everybody applauded him. This was a tribute meant to you. And I know from where I sat that it was a tribute that you well deserve. I hear it bruited about the office that it appears that this campaign of 1957 is going to be a successful one. I am confident that if you work hard as you did on this CASH conference during the coming months, during the wind-up phase of this campaign, that this appearance of which I hear so much will become a reality. Thank you, and the next person that you will hear from is from our very dynamic Vice Chairman, Rabbi Herbert Friedman.
Thank you, Mr. Hyman, and good afternoon, gentlemen. We're sitting here looking at the figures of the campaign to date, approximately the middle of June. And I'd like to share them with you so that you have an overall perspective of where we stand. Roughly speaking, and on the average, the campaigns appear to be about three quarters finished. That is, the communities have reported in about $75 million raised. $75 million raised by them on the regular campaign means that approximately the same $100 million will be raised, which they raised last year. These are the reports which they forward to the Council of Federations and Welfare Funds. And from every indication, it appears that the regular campaign this year will produce almost mathematically the identical result that the regular campaign did last year. Therefore, if they report that they have already finished $75 million worth of pledges, we have a right to assume that some communities are three-quarters of the way finished. This certainly does not mean that each campaign is 75% finished. As I said, this is an average figure. The particular campaign for which you might be responsible might be 100% done, or another campaign for which you are responsible might only be 50% finished. The average is three-quarters of the way. And on this three-quarter mark, we take stock and we see that it will come almost within the dollar-for-dollar figure of the regular campaign proceeds of a year ago. This, by the way, should be very encouraging to us because there are many people who said that the regular campaign proceeds would fall off considerably as we racked up these very large gains in the extra campaign or the rescue fund. I'm happy to say that is not occurring, and I would hope that we could get to the end of this year showing that the regular campaign actually does, in dollar terms, hold the line with the regular campaign of last year, and that the ERF would then be all extra money. Now, the ERF stands at $27 million at the moment. This is a gross figure, and it's unadjusted, and I wouldn't want to be held to it down to the last decimal point, but I think it's close enough within the variations that we'll have to make for it, bookkeeping-wise, to indicate that we stand now at three-quarters of the way in the regular campaign, at $27 million in the rescue fund. Is therefore $27 million three-quarters of where the rescue fund will ultimately wind up? If so, it would appear that the rescue fund might have another $8 or $9 million in pledges to go in it. We would like to think that the rescue fund could reach a $35 or $36 or $40 million figure. Right now, this is where it stands. The third figure I should like to give you is on cash. The regular campaign receipts from all campaigns, you know how we keep this, and from all years, the regular campaign receipts are running $2 million ahead of last year. Now, this is a great source of satisfaction because, again, people say that with the rescue fund taking all the emphasis, the regular fund might take a beating. We're $2 million in cash ahead on the regular fund, but I want to utter a warning. It's quite clear to all of us who know the way a campaign works that if we're $2 million ahead now, there's no guarantee at all that that gain won't be eaten up as the months roll on and as we begin to absorb the losses which might occur. Therefore, let's take the satisfaction in knowing that we're $2 million ahead, but let's not be so cocky about it that we think that automatically it'll roll toward the end of the year at that ratio. One of the reasons I think, by the way, that we're $2 million ahead in the regular fund is that the ERF fund shows a very bad collection record. I'm sorry to have to temper the good report with the bad. I simply want you to know that we have collected less cash at this point on the ERF than we did last year at this point on the SSF. Now follow me. The money that's come in on the rescue fund so far this year, even though the rescue fund is many millions of dollars ahead in pledges over the special fund last year, but the cash that's come in on the rescue fund this year up to June 15th is less than the cash that we had in last year on the survival fund up to June 15th. That's a very shocking and upsetting thing, because it's this extra cash in the rescue fund that they've been counting on in Israel to help handle the mass immigration problem, and we simply haven't been providing it. And when Abe Hyman talked about the wind-up on the campaign, I certainly would like to stress the wind-up on the cash, particularly in that ERF column on the ledger. Just to finish the report, by the way, because we're all curious, at this point, the SSF of last year stands at almost 15 million total cash that's come in, which means about 4 more million in cash is outstanding still to be brought in on the 1956 survival fund. So we've got all the cash on the 57 rescue fund to try to get, and still 4 million left over on the survival fund of last year to try to get. And I want to urge you very strongly to pay your attention to Sholem when he talks to you about the specific communities in which the windup has to be done and the cash has to be gathered. Before I turn the microphone over to him, I want to give you a few figures on what the immigration picture in Israel looks like now. And I think you should have these figures down with pencil and paper because I think they're your stock in trade and they're the story that you have to tell. During the month of May, 12,000 immigrants entered Israel. During the month of June, which is not yet finished, but we can take a projection of what the figures will be, there will be a slight fall off, but we think it will be 10,500. Now, that's a slight fall off from 12,000, but by God, 10,000 people in 1 month is certainly no small group to deal with. Therefore, for the first 6 months of the year to the end of June, and I'm projecting ahead for the next 10 days, I think we won't be wrong. For the first 6 months of the year, there have come into Israel 53,000 people, which means that if anybody ever needed any corroboration for the fact that we were telling the truth or speaking our estimates carefully when we said that 100,000 people would be required for the year 1957, well, 53,000 is the actual total for the first 6 months already. And therefore, the immigration is running at this incredibly high rate and keeps running at that rate, doesn't slacken off, and there's no reason to suppose it will. There are a couple of interesting sidelights. I can't give you all the details of this, but I think it should do your hearts good, just as Jews interested in this now, not as professional field men, to know that in the last 5 months, of the immigrants who've come into the country, over 1,000 of them, actually it's about 1,100 and something, have higher academic degrees from higher universities of Europe. Now notice what quality immigration that means. There are over 400 doctors who've come into Israel in the last 5 months. That's fantastic. There are hundreds of engineers and architects and journalists and professional men, as I say, about 1,100 who possess higher degrees from higher academic institutions of learning of the European continent. Now, that's a very precious kind of immigration coming into the country. That's high quality, and that's important people to continue to try to serve with money and means to make the absorption process work to their satisfaction. The last interesting little statistic I'd like to give you is that at the beginning of the year, there were studying in the Hebrew schools of Israel, in the Ulpanim, where the professional men take that quick hurry-up course, the 4 or 5 month course, to learn the Hebrew language so that they can integrate into the life of the country. There were studying in the Ulpanim in Israel at the beginning of this year in January, 2,000 persons. There are now registered in the Ulpanim in the country 5,000 persons. That means that on that high quality level of immigrants, there are 3,000 more people who are taking this speed up course in Hebrew because they have to have it for use in the law courts and in the government offices and in high army posts and in all the positions which they're occupying, which add to the strength of the country. So that this is no joke. And this is no ordinary immigration. This is one of those special quality, extraordinary things that we are delighted to see. But just as delighted as we are to see it, so does it represent an enormous headache. And about 5 minutes before we got on the telephone with this hookup, I got a cable from Dov Joseph in Jerusalem, and that's the last thing I'd like to read to you. We discussed it just 5 minutes before coming on to the phone. He writes a lot of things about refunding loan and trying to borrow money from banks and so on. But he goes on to say this. In these circumstances, It is vitally important that efforts be made to collect cash unabated July, August, in spite of summer vacation. Otherwise, position those months will be catastrophic. That's a strong word for him to use. Stop. Must therefore urge you, before leaving, make extraordinary arrangements, special efforts, get cash, etc., etc., etc. We will carry on the absorption of the additional immigration, which will continue regardless of the summer heat. In other words, what he's trying to say is that he knows perfectly well that here in America there's a tendency for things to slacken off during July and August, and he's begging us not to, because they won't slacken off there. The rate of immigration will continue. He mentioned in the cable that I should do this or that before leaving. He referred to the fact that I'm leaving in about 10 days to go to Israel, where there are many, many problems that must be discussed. And I would like to bring with me a very, very courageous and inspiring report to them. I'm going to tell them how well you have done, really. Not boastfully, but in a quiet measure of thankfulness to you for your devotion and your unflagging zeal. I want them in Israel to know how hard you worked. I would like to be able to tell them, in addition, that as hard as you've worked in the first 6 months, that July and August will not be periods in which you will take advantage of any normal opportunity to relax, but that you will appreciate what they are doing over there and that you will try to match it by doing everything you can here. Now, the practical proposition of the follow-up in each community is lined up here in front of Sholem's desk. Sholem has done a heroic job this year. We're just very grateful to him. And I would like you to pay very close and special attention to him as he goes down city by city, town by town, man by man with you, urging you to this wind-up, this cash follow-up, and this realization of how the tail end is the end that we want to watch so carefully because it's ours. Sholem, I'm very happy to turn the telephone over to you.
Gentlemen, just two remarks before I get into the heart of the subject. One is that this year you have been asked to stay in your areas later than usual. No man was allowed to take his vacation before July the 26th, which is a late date. Also, some of the men in residence have been allowed to stay longer in the communities at the request of the executive directors in the various communities. All of them practically have told me over the telephone that they have large amounts outstanding in values of last year and in smaller cards, which makes it much more difficult to obtain, and therefore the men were left in residence. And they were not exaggerating. You men in residence know of the outstanding values in your communities. You know that Chicago has a tremendous amount of money outstanding, probably close to 1.5 million. You know that Los Angeles has about 1 million or more outstanding. You know that Boston has the same type of outstanding balance. All along the line, there are large balances outstanding in the communities where you are in residence. It is important and essential for you, who may at one time or another during the month of July be practically the only man in the community working, actually working on the campaign, to see to it that the effort in those large communities does not lag. And this takes in not only Chicago and Los Angeles, but Kansas City and Washington and Baltimore, etc., wherever you may be. Now, I intend to mention almost every area and almost every man. And please understand, I am not fault-finding. I am not trying to tell you that you have not done well in your areas. You have. All I am trying to do is fact-finding. I'm trying to point to the work that is ahead of you without any derogatory reference to you or trying to argue with you that you have not done well. When I mention your name, when I mention names of communities or amounts outstanding. It is no reflection on your work. It is simply a matter of pointing up the job ahead of you that has to be done in the few weeks left, which you will be in your areas. Now, Mr. Aronson, Ansonia, Connecticut is half finished. There are about $20,000 outstanding in Danbury, $21,000 in New Britain. These campaigns must be completed or you'll lose out on them. Mr. Basak, you have 14 communities in your assignment. Out of the 14, four are in fundraising. 10 have not been started. In the four that are in fundraising, three of them have large outstanding values in last year. Now, I'm pointing to it in order to make you feel what kind of a tremendous job there is ahead of you. You have to actually work on emergency schedules in order to complete your assignment. Mr. Burris, Danielson, Connecticut barely started. New Milford is untouched. There are substantial balances outstanding in Southington, in Torrington. Go to it. Mr. Chasen, Columbia, Sedalia, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, not started as yet. Substantial amounts outstanding in Centerville, Iowa, Leavenworth, Kansas, St. Joseph and Springfield, Missouri. This has to be completed. Morris Diskin, Sault Ste. Marie has not started yet. There are substantial balances outstanding in Alpena, Ann Arbor, Bay City, Flint and Saginaw, Michigan, Evansville, Lafayette, Terre Haute, Indiana, Port Huron, Pontiac, Michigan. You've done very well in the large area that you are in, but there's a great deal of wind-up to do. You are built for endurance. You're a husky guy. Go to it. Leon Feel, Cranford and Deal, New Jersey, have not started as yet. There are substantial amounts outstanding in almost every community in the area, New Jersey or eastern Pennsylvania. You have a great deal to do. Do not forget Belmar and Bradley Beach, New Jersey, and Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. They have barely started their campaigns. Leon, you always finish up in good order. I'm sure that you will do so this year, too. Chaim Friend, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, has not yet started. There are substantial sums outstanding in Holyoke, in Pittsfield. This, in addition to your greatest headache, Norwich, Connecticut, where a lack of leadership is hindering your campaign. The $24,000 outstanding in Norwich are in great danger, Chaim. I know that you are watching it and that you are working on it. Milton Goldenhair, a substantial amount is outstanding in almost all of the small communities. Look out particularly for the allotment in Woodbridge, where a fair job has been done. Metuchen has atoned for the last few years. Get the cash. A very good job has been done in Westfield. Get the cash there. Bob Herman, $60,000 outstanding in Albany. I know you're not running the Albany campaign, but you can be on top of getting it there. Get the $60,000 in while before the summer sets in. There's over $10,000 outstanding in Kingston, $22,000 in Newburgh. That should keep you very busy to the end of the spring phase. George Kate, you're new on the staff, and you have inherited an area. But Muskogee, Oklahoma, don't mind me if I pronounce these outlandish names wrong, has not been started as yet, and there is still a good bit of work in Oklahoma City Zone. Maury Kamen, Chattanooga has $12,000 outstanding. The $12,000 in Chattanooga is very valuable. It's probably our money. According to the agreement with the community, this is our money. There are small sums outstanding in a number of small communities. Now is the time to get it. Harry Karchmer, an excellent job has been done in El Centro and in Ontario, particularly on the emergency rescue fund. But there is still $3,000 outstanding in El Centro on the regular campaign. Now, that may be a small sum, but it's important. This $3,000 may be UGA money. I'm sure you will wind up in good order. Incidentally, while I'm speaking to you on the West Coast, I would like to mention that a very good job has been done on the West Coast on the Emergency Rescue Fund, particularly in the smaller community. I'm very glad to see it. Martin Klein, Ardmore, Oklahoma, San Antonio, Fort Worth, Corpus Christi, and Austin, Texas, have substantial balances in OVs. Clear it up before you leave the area. I know you're anxious to get home. You will, with a clear conscience, if you clear up your area. Chess Coppell, a very good job has been done in this difficult area. But Louisville, Kentucky, Columbus, and Lorain, Ohio, have substantial, very substantial balances in outstanding values. Toledo has recently started. He's only halfway through and has to be watched closely. It seems that Mr. Bronstein has other matters on his mind. Please watch Mr. Bronstein and have a nice trip to Israel, Chess. Harvey Goodman, Atlantic City, Elizabeth, Jersey City, and Perth Amboy, New Jersey have a combined total of more than $220,000 in outstanding values. You know those communities. You know the difficult job that is you had in these communities. Please see that we don't lose a substantial amount of these $220,000. Berwick, Pennsylvania has not been started. We don't know what's happening in Norristown. I know that the chairman is on vacation. Did he take the campaign with him or did he put it on ice? What about Williamsport? Is 15,000 against 17,000 last year and no rescue fund the final figure in this community? Aren't you making a mistake? Marilifa, Gadsden, Alabama, and I think you were yesterday in Gadsden, St. Augustine, Florida have not started as yet. There is wind up activity indicated in quite a number of the small communities. I note that you do not have to worry about the emergency rescue fund in your area. There isn't any. What's the matter with this part of the South? Have they seceded from the Union again? Simalessa, Bernardsville, Boonton, Flemington, and Keyport, New Jersey have substantial balances outstanding. Good work has been done in Bergenfield and in Cliffside Park. What about more cash in the entire area? Lichtman, Eagle Pass, Palestine, and Victoria, Texas have not started. A substantial balance is outstanding in Laredo. Your assignment has been split in half, and there is not too much to do, but it still requires doing. Jack Marks, Denville, LaSalle, Sterling, Illinois, Clinton, Iowa have not started as yet. I know that in Denville, your last contact was by telephone on April 12th. In LaSalle, your last contact was March the 22nd. In Clinton, Iowa, by telephone on May 14th. In no community do you indicate a future visit. Champaign and Rockford, Illinois barely started their campaigns. Decatur, DeKalb, Joliet, and Springfield, Illinois have substantial balances outstanding. There is an awful lot to do in your area. My suggestion on emergency schedules certainly applies to you. Norman Merkin, your report is not too clear, but there are no campaigns in Nampa, Idaho, Goose Bay, Klamath Falls, Medford, Pendleton, that's in Oregon, Richland and Walla Walla in Washington. Substantial balances outstanding in Boise, Idaho, Butte and Helena, Montana. Salem, Longview, Spokane, Tacoma, Washington, and Cheyenne, Wyoming have good balances outstanding. Your figures must be wrong in Spokane. I've discussed this area with your supervisor and suggested that he send someone in to help you there with this large, unwieldy area. Ernie Michel, well, your report makes very pleasant reading, Ernie. An excellent job has been done on the rescue fund in almost every community. Long Beach started recently and has a sizable balance. San Diego still has $18,000. Albuquerque, New Mexico, $10,000. El Paso, Texas, $16,000. Salt Lake City, Utah, $23,000. Las Vegas, Nevada, always a late campaign, has not started as yet. Well, you know, Ernie, when you get to Israel, they give us courtesy on the men that come to Israel from the UJA. They do not open their luggage. But there's one item they don't admit. You can't even pay duty on it. That is outstanding balances in communities. That has to be clear before you get in there. Hope you have a nice trip. My amends. I'm not going into details with you or with your men in the area. From past history, I know that the area will be in very, very good shape. What is the date of your next conference? I'm alluding to cash, of course. But what is wrong with Aliquippa and Corey? They haven't started yet. Are they trying to postpone their campaign to the fall? Monas, Eureka, Merced, Napa, Salinas, Santa Cruz have not started as yet. There are balances to be cleared in Modesto, Sacramento, Stockton, Vallejo. You have a good deal of work to do. Aaron Mostel, Bowling Green, Fostoria, Mount Vernon, Ohio have not started as yet. Delaware, Mansfield, Pico, and Warren, Ohio have substantial balances outstanding. Go to it, Aaron. Maybe that'll help you with your diet. Olean, substantial balances in outstanding values in Binghamton, Elmira, Haverstraw, Ithaca, Spring Valley, Suffern, Troy, and Utica, New York. Indications are that you will be a very busy man until vacation time. Pollock, Lynn and Lowell, Massachusetts, Manchester, New Hampshire, Portland, Lewiston, Bangor, and Waterville, Maine, all have substantial balances outstanding. Skowhegan, Belfast, and Aroostook County, Maine, have not started their campaigns as yet. In addition to the aggravated cash situation in Lynn, you have a great deal of wind-up to do. Emergency schedules are in order. Martin Pizer, no campaigns have been started in Bar Harbor, Maine, Keene, Laconia, Bethlehem, New Hampshire, Manchester, and Bennington, Vermont. Substantial balances are outstanding in almost every one of your small communities. You have to hustle a great deal to wind up without losses. Hank Rosen, you just recently went into the Catskill area. Your reports are coming in. No comment. Ed Rubin, Lancaster, Reading, Allentown, Carbon County, and Chester, Pennsylvania have substantial balances and outstanding values, particularly Reading and Honesdale, Pennsylvania. To complete the fine job you've done in your area, it is essential that you have these balances cleared before you leave for Israel. The comment I made to Chess Capel pertains to you too, Ed. Sablaski, Green Bay, Madison, Manitowoc, Oshkosh, and Sheboygan, Wisconsin, Duluth, Minnesota, have substantial balances and outstanding values. Red Wing, Minnesota, Wapaka, Wisconsin, Escanaba, and Iron Mountain, Michigan, have not started their campaigns as yet. No time to be lost now. Bill Schwartz, Shelbyville and Valparaiso, Indiana, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, have not started their campaigns as yet. There are substantial balances outstanding in Muncie, Vincennes, Bloomington, Elkhart, and Kokomo, Indiana. There is work to be done, Mr. Schwartz. Sam Segar, you came into this area and you are burdened with many communities. Anderson, Greenswood, Kingstree, and Spartansburg, South Carolina, have not started their campaigns as yet. There are substantial balances in Charlotte, Fayetteville, Greensboro, Bloomington, and Winston-Salem, North Carolina. In Beaufort, Columbia, Greenville, and Sumner, South Carolina. I know you have a large area to cover, and I also know you're very anxious to get home. Cover your area, and then we'll talk. Irving, Lou Singer, you have just started in upstate New York, and I'll spare you my comment. Your reports are coming in. Ernie Spickler, the same holds true for you. You just started in the Catskill area. You have 2 months to go there. Go ahead. Dave Taub, in the many communities under your charge, only Clarksville, Tennessee has not started this campaign, and the reason is valid. That's intended as a compliment. However, there are some balances in outstanding values in your own community, Jackson, and in some of the smaller communities in your area. I know you'll wind up in good shape. Bill Ullman, Gainesville, Lake City, Tallahassee, Tampa, Florida, and Athens, Georgia have not started their campaigns. I know the trouble you had in Tampa. It'll probably go over to the fall. There are substantial balances in Fort Lauderdale, Key West, Florida, Columbus, Macon, Augusta, and Savannah, Georgia. We have no idea how the campaign is going in Puerto Rico. You just sent a cable. You didn't send a detailed report. Another visit is probably indicated. You should be very busy until your vacation. Now, Mr. Niemand, I called you out of order. You are the only man on the entire staff who has not sent in a status report. All I can do is think back to your June 1st report, which showed a great deal to do. I hope that you were so busy in these 2 weeks, winding up your campaigns, opening the new campaigns, that you actually had no time to send the report in. That would be a very valid excuse, although not completely. Gentlemen, this about winds up the roster. And again, I repeat, we are very pleased. As a matter of fact, I am particularly pleased with the way the campaign is going and with the way you've handled it. But all of you men who have been on the staff for some time, and the new ones have probably heard it, it is the easiest thing in the world to start a campaign. Very easy. But it's a very hard and tough and grinding job to finish a campaign. The very hard, tough, and grinding work is ahead of you in the next 4 or 5 weeks. Please go to it and don't hang up. Rabbi Friedman will say a few more words to you, but as far as I am concerned, good luck to you, gentlemen.
Sholem, thank you very much. Look, fellows, this was quite a remarkable performance on his part to be able to pinpoint man and community over an area as vast as the whole United States. And it's quite encouraging in a way to realize that we're talking to you scattered and spread all over the whole continent. Yet as big as that is, and as enormous a job as we're trying to do, we are really a very small area compared to the whole world over whose surface there is scattered the problem which we're trying to solve by our labors. All over the world, on the continents of Europe and Africa and Asia, there are Jews who are streaming still in large numbers. Summer, June, heat, nothing makes any difference. The process goes on inexorably every day in Israel. The process goes on in every port and every railroad station in Europe. We're covering the United States, and they are blanketing the world. And only if we do our job right and well and properly and don't lay down on that job for the next 4 or 6 weeks, will we have the good feeling in our conscience that wherever they are, elsewhere on the surface of the globe, we are not letting them down. This is a message that I want to take to Israel in your name. I want to add my thanks to those expressed by Mr. Hyman and Mr. Suntop. I want to add the thanks of Mr. Rosenwald and Mr. Warburg, who know quite well, because we've kept them informed, of how hard and efficiently the staff has worked this year. All of us give you our gratitude. All of us give you our earnest pledge to back you up in every way we know how. And all of us, while thanking you for what you've done, urge and beg and plead that you carry this thing through to a great, successful conclusion for the spring phase, so that our banner will float high and so that people who need it and deserve it will earn our support. Thank you very much for listening, and let me say good afternoon.